Tacoma?
Quintala?
Yeah.
Just push record, Scott.
Good. Jamie?
Oh, yeah.
Can you move me to the camera real quick, and I can mosey on out here? Make it all about me.
Tell me about me.
What's that? No, it's wrong with CA today.
So what else?
I'm hoping that it's a 2 second thing.
All right.
You're optimistic.
Okay. We're gathering back up. Jason has the floor for a maximum of
2 minutes.
And
not until I ask for justification.
Ooh, justification.
So give a quick update on Quintama research at Bonneville. This is agenda topic 14.
So yeah, in the spirit of collaboration, we were asked to bring this to FPOM to give you all a heads up that Quintama has moved their tagging from John Day last year down to Bonneville this year. The study has gone through ISRP review, so it's had all the science review. It's probably deserved, but
stop this.
The proposal is in the packet here. If anybody has any red flags and operational issues, we're not looking to tag any or separate any additional fish. We're just going to kind of tag along with what Patel is doing for the performance standard study. So
okay. So you guys be in there with that.
Yeah, there should
There's
be
no additional,
operations.
If there was,
I would be. Yeah, I wasn't sure if we were just going to tag at John Day or Bonneville and John Day.
Yeah, no tagging at John Day. Just Bonneville.
Just Bonnie.
We're going to do genetics on those fish post hoc. So
there's absolutely nothing to look at from an O&M standpoint here.
That's kind of what we figured. It's kind of a
it's more study design. I mean, I think it's kind of a, you know, 800 fish. You're going to try to do all the stuff with 800 eye. Yeah, right.
It's in that quasi-feasibility.
Yeah.
Here's the feasibility.
I know, right? Well, it's post, not post. They move forward.
We changed the name. What threw us off last year was Patel's research. And the plume head showed fish moving south. So that caused
Or straight out.
So that caused us to move our line back south where we had planned on putting more arrays up north and didn't find a resolution on the survival going north. But again, we had to switch things up midstream. So from an operational standpoint, probably not much here to look at. Science review is done for ISRP, but if you had any comments, we'll take them.
I didn't know. It just seemed to me to be an odd place for a scientific review. We normally go through SRWG for that. But if you're just looking for operational, what's your RNA?
Yeah.
You know, really.
And since it's a BPA project that had already gone through ISRP instead of SRWG, so we bring it
I could have all kinds of comments about the science, but that's okay.
We've heard them all before.
Statistics, I know you have.
Would you like those again?
Yeah.
Hey, Jason, sorry to interrupt, but where are we at? What are we talking about?
I was just giving a brief update on our post Quintama study for this year. The tagging is going to move to Bonneville.
Went over 2 minutes.
Number 14.
I tried. Russ, no questions.
Number 14, it's the Welsh study, the one we love dearly.
Yep.
So, and you're going to keep tagging them with the sea lion capable of herding tags.
Get that tag bigger and bigger every year. So.
Yeah, and it's like
a really loud
190 millimeter exactly Chinook only. And
so, all that aside.
That's all good.
Tammy, does that meet your guys' needs for...
Yeah, it was basically, since it didn't go through AFEP and it is on the project, we wanted to make sure that you're all aware.
Okay, so that's the reason why this isn't, because of the permitting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi.
They thought they were going to use the saltwater rearing facility, which was going to be a little bit more problematic.
That would be different.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.
Yep.
We're moving on now to agenda item 6.6, which is a McNairy Transport 68 degree issue.
Just going to do it?
No, one is on here because we had said at the FPP meeting that it was going to be a policy decision, and I just wanted to make sure that we were going to stick with that, or are we going to try and come up with a decision here?
Well, I'm going to give you a half answer to that.
I'll give you half.
Because I was asked for additional information. One piece of information I was asked for, and this is for Gary. All right, we're going to just move on to the next topic. Gary, last meeting you asked for...
You got to make some deals in the back.
Estimated costs to implement the...
Yeah, I saw that it was cheap.
Depends on how you define cheap. It's about
$30,000 out of your whole budget?
Really? That's just a drop in the bucket for you guys, and it's going to be an average year, right?
So, yeah, it's average would be about
$30,000.
Yep. And so
isn't that cheap insurance?
That's what you pay for your premium. Your premium increase.
You're gonna put put those fish on your head.
So
otherwise,
I know what Tom thinks of this.
If they die,
he's just trying to say he's putting a noose around your neck. He says, if you guys want to keep it around your neck,
yeah, that's. Know. I'm gonna put that noose squarely around it, and then we'll let her rip.
Don't step off the chair.
Well, I'm not know about putting a noose around my neck, but. When we look at mortality that's happened
in 1996
and beyond, you have all that mortality information in front of you. When we're before you get to 68 degrees, while you're above 68 degrees for the first half of that time, while you're above 68 degrees for the second half of that time, and
the screen's going up.
When?
Ooh, before the what? Mid 90s.
Later.
I thought it was later.
2000. They had to do the 2 years of cutting all the concrete to get them in. So
it wasn't in the 2000s.
99. 99 or 2000s.
Okay. I thought it was like 97 or so.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Because that's why the numbers really didn't have that many to begin with.
So I guess to get back to Tammy's point, last meeting. I was asked to bring the cost information here. You have it in front of you.
Yep.
Second, as far as policy decision goes, I've talked with folks at Division, and they've said, hey, we need to see a clearer picture of what the benefits are to document why we would do this.
Come on, benefit analysis.
Just like we do anytime we have a fish passage plan change form. We have to lay out the rationale for why we're doing what we're doing.
Well, this is simple.
To avoid fish being above 68 degree water.
No, to me, it's just holding fish in overnight, or a day. I mean, it's. What do you think? Would fish be better in a raceway in August? Or would they be better in a river? That's what it comes down to. That's all this is. That's what it boils down to.
Oh, or you could say, what's better? To have fish transported in a barge every other day, or half of those fish transported in a truck?
It comes down to issues like, do you want to hold fish for at least an additional day in a raceway, or would you rather have those fish back in the river as soon as possible?
That's what it comes down to.
I mean, it's like, if you guys don't think you have any problem with that, and you think
you got them on your back.
Yeah.
And we have for many years.
Right. So.
So I guess I'm still.
Hope for a cool summer and you're fine. I mean, the main thing is, like, for us, is like, if we don't get the outfall in shortly, this is going to be a bigger issue for us. If the outfall gets in sooner.
Which is
going
to be in next year, right?
Yeah.
According to Division, that's what I heard 2 days ago.
That's what you heard from Division. I'm sure it's right.
Well, I'm just looking for clarification.
No, I think that's true. Although that's really not an F-palm topic. That's a fitterwig topic, and that'll be discussed
at fitterwig. Nice. I'm just saying, because it gets down to me. Once the outfall's in, this issue goes away.
Yeah.
But until it is, what's the best way of operating until then? My argument would be is I would feel more comfortable, not that I like trucking, but I'd rather have the fish put back in the river as soon as possible instead of holding them in the crowded over a warm system that's going to be at least 68 degrees. I think that's less risk averse. How much? I don't know. I'll grab my darts and make a number up for you.
Right. Yeah, we're good at that. We can do that.
Yeah, I know.
Like, we want numbers.
Yeah, that's harder than tea leaves. The darts are much more accurate to get an actual number.
That's all it comes down to is just fishing. I mean, for me, either way, but if you got fish in a raceway, I don't think that's the best place for the fish to be. And whether they're in a barge or a truck, I'm not sure it matters that much.
Barge preferable, but...
Preferable. How many fish are we talking? This is late season.
It's the backseat of a Prius.
You got a tank?
Mm-hmm. How many fish? I guess it
Well, you know, it could happen.
2007, we had
We're transporting quite a bit of fish.
A million fish.
We see you have other fish in that raceway at the same time.
So
daily, though, I mean, I'm talking about what you have on your daily truck.
Daily truck, yeah, it's going to be.
Is this something like 1,500 pounds or something like that?
Yeah.
At least.
At least 15.
Collection.
But so, at the end of the year, you ain't got so many shad that you
know. You're getting lots of shad, too, at that time.
In August?
Late August. Later. It's not going to be much.
So I guess.
Well, we have no criteria, though. Like, don't we have criteria that once shad predominate, you basically stop transport?
That's usually October or something
15th,
like that.
Yeah,
though.
Sometime
after
15th. Yeah. The research questions.
Well, the study should be done. Remember we got down there, we had no fish left, and we just kept transporting because there was a study?
Oh, that one. Right.
It's going again.
That's going to be another issue. Yeah. But I think that's never been a very good excuse.
But it's worked every time.
I know.
Well, we're down to no fish, and we're still doing it.
So I guess what I'm telling you to wrap up, to follow up from our conversation last meeting was I was going to bring back costs,
yep.
And I was going to talk to policy folks. I brought back costs, I've talked to policy folks, and right now I'm not getting a green light to move forward with transport.
Okay.
Trucking every other day in between barges.
So you're going to discontinue the operation. I'd say you need to write that up in the fish pad and change form. last year, what did you do last year?
Yeah, I think we did it, and we didn't write a change form.
You didn't write a change form? Didn't even follow your own recommendations.
Did you follow your own plan? Really?
Why are we okay, so this so, is still not approved.
Moving on. Did anyone else? Did
you have, I'm just saying, you know.
Over Tom's dead body.
Yeah. It's been dead a long time. Just saying, if you need to talk to some of my fellow compatriots in my office for some rain forecasting help in that later in the year, to keep things cool, let us know.
Okay.
So the next time.
What's
Phelps?
6.7 B002.
Okay. There was just one section that we had not come to agreement on, and that was the bill.
Pick ourselves up from that last one and try to get on to the next one.
So this was, there was a recommendation that spill would occur if facilities reached their holding capacity.
17, page 17.
I think we even made it less concise than that. I think it was likely or possibly may. I think there's a lot of wishy-washy words in there, isn't there?
Right, so
and order.
This was the only section of this change form that was not approved and needed more discussion.
Really? Which
That's
one is
what
this?
We said. It's Appendix B, number 2, so 11, Appendix B, 002.
Is it in our...
In your packet.
I haven't put off that far. I think it was about page 20.
The number of...
Might have been
17.
Page 20.
Oh.
17?
I thought, there wasn't consensus on this one.
There wasn't, and it was that it needed more discussion, so,
because
I didn't have a final answer as to whether or not we're just going to say no for this year, or did you want to discuss it further?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, the number of fish collect. Put this in, FPAC. If the number of fish collect is pretty safe, well, we're spilling.
This was the idea of spilling before you killed fish versus.
Right.
Do you basically want to do a preemptive strike, or do you want to wait till you actually kill fish and then do something? I think that was at the crux of this.
I feel spill.
Is that not correct?
Yeah, but I don't understand.
We can say that same one last time, too.
No, but the idea was to do something.
Preemptive transport.
If the number of. Expected, and that was the thing. Is
so I'm gonna guess if you didn't actually discuss this further, since
nobody
knows what we're talking about.
Well,
perhaps we just not approve that section at this time.
I'd have to take a look at it.
You what?
I don't
see
it.
10 raceways. This is an FPAC recommendation.
What's FPAC actually saying? Spill while we're already collecting fish,
no, basically
and then spill again.
No, the idea is that if you are expecting to exceed your raceway capacity, then you would spill additional to ensure you don't overload your race.
I can see that when the times that we're not spilling.
Can we just bypass?
I mean, you talk about the big collection dates in May and June.
Probably already.
I can see that, but we're spilling that time of the year already.
That's
why we have never exceeded capacity after that.
That's why I'm not.
Yeah.
On this one, let's, in order just to keep moving, this one, I'm not seeing this one, but we'll.
I don't see
it. It's not going to be approved at this point in time.
Well, I mean, you already have language in there for when you're not spilling. This would only be for when you're spilling. If you guys want to take the risk.
Continue,
it's probably not the worst risk to take,
because
it's going to occur, but you never know.
Okay.
Could you clarify?
Because they already have a way.
If we already conditional approval, because right now it says Section 3 approved, Section 4, are you denying the whole thing?
No, what happens if we exceed the raceways now, we dump the fish.
And I think the concept was is,
instead of
just dumping the fish, why not increase spill so you don't have to collect and then decide to dump. That's probably not.
Yeah, but you've got to collect to know that you got overloaded.
Yeah,
if you have eight raceways full and the fish are still coming in heavy, you might say, we might want to do something about
this. And that time the person goes ahead and starts bypassing the raceways. May 12th, 2005.
You hope they do that.
We were hoping that if that, and we're thinking it's not likely to occur under that scenario where we're already spilling. But if it is that we
see
conditions setting up, we're going to collect more fish than we can safely hold, and we continue our current operation that we're going to be bypassing fish, we know that spilling fish returns more adults than collecting and bypassing them. We have multiple years of data from different sources that all show that thing. So if we ever see that setting up, and if it's reasonable to do so, it would be better to increase spill and avoid collecting and then having to bypass fish at a time when we don't think it's prudent to do so. It's just putting in a safety valve for an unlikely event.
So I'll take the hit on this one. This is when I was looking at the agenda. I had everything pulled together, I thought. This is one when I looked at it and saw the title, B002, Section 4. I forgot to dig into this one. I think I need to take a closer look at it. And I didn't do it. And so at this time, I don't feel comfortable approving it without really rolling my sleeves up and taking a closer look at when this would be happening, and when it
didn't take us down to a little goose molly trip with you and read these at night. Come on.
So I think we can move on for now to 6.8.
Well, the beauty is we've got time with this one.
Yeah.
Fish collection season doesn't start until around April 20th anyway, so we've got a little time to work on this.
Yes. So this can be an action item.
Come
for
back.
Next meeting.
Well, it will not be approved for the 2011.
That's fine. It's a change form, and it's a change form, and then
a change form. We enact the change form,
and we will keep your tradition of prediction that the FPP is outdated a month after it's printed. So
right.
There you go.
That's indeed.
Okay.
No problem.
6.8.
In mind.
What?
Okay. This
the living
is never outdated.
The printed version.
Put
a new page in. Sorry.
6.8 is Dworshak, turbine unwatering, dewatering plant. So,
have you put in all the changes you got? Is this the most clean version?
This is the cleanest version.
Okay.
It's got all the...
Suggest changing the title at first.
There's a stack. It's one of those.
Yeah.
You just have to flip back a couple
to
pages.
The last page.
It's the last
thing. The one change that's been made in this, I know we talked about who the biologist is going to be on site leading this effort, and frankly, it's been kicked around at a bunch of different levels within the district. I believe where we're finally landing on this is first choice here. Is we would have a Dworshak core employee, Dworshak fisheries biologist. The problem is that person does not exist. There is no such thing as a Dworshak core fisheries biologist. So then we have to ask, the next option in my mind is we either have a core fisheries biologist, like from Lower Granite, go up, or we have a Dvorak core person who has nothing to do with fish and is in a natural resource program where there could be a ranger or a, there is a one wildlife biologist on site working with elk. The feedback I'm getting from Dvorak is, and it's feedback that I agree with, which is I'm not comfortable with having people who never work with fish leading this fish effort at the project. To me, the first choice, Dvorak fisheries biologist, doesn't exist. The second choice is Lower Granite sends a fisheries biologist who is involved in the salvage efforts at Lower Granite, can also then go up for this event once a year for the turbine unwatering up at Dvorak. To me, that seems like the most fish-friendly option, because you're getting someone who works with adults on a regular basis.
So this is going to be changed?
So, yes.
First, you've got a versionitis issue here. You've got the same title on these things over and over again. It's always the 31 January last revision. It's not the last revision because we keep revising it. So can we get a change the dates on that so we can keep an idea of which one of these things we're talking about?
Sure.
The latest one I have came out recently.
The one I emailed out.
I have the other one that came out further back.
The one I emailed out on...
They're both January 31.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I emailed one out.
Yeah, I think that's the one I have here that I've reviewed again today. Mm-hmm. And I have a bunch of comments yet on it. And I'm serious about these. We need to work through
all this. Your comments that you had before have essentially been incorporated.
Some, yeah. Well, let's talk about that. If you want.
Sure. And just so you know, this is one that I have a real interest in getting this nailed down today. As folks know, the Corps, this was a big deal.
It is a big deal.
And our commander...
For us, too.
Yeah. So one of the do-outs from our commander was to get this thing... written up and approved, finalized by 31st of January.
That's why I keep saying 31st of January. Mm-hmm. Aha, I understand. Uh-huh.
It's been completed.
No matter what. We're just revising. No, this is the last revision, too.
So just to let you know, this has optics up.
Just say next to the last revision on it.
Okay. This has optics up to the... Jeez. What are your comments? I'll take them.
Well, I got a bunch of them, but... Continue.
So anyway, I had a number of meetings with the commander. He understands that we're meeting today, we're talking about this, and the goal is to wrap this up the best we can.
Okay.
So that's kind of where we're at.
So are there, you guys have comments? Anybody else? Russ?
I found like two grammar errors. And I need to go through and compare this latest version with the comments I made to make sure they're all in here.
I've done
that.
Had
a chance to do that yet.
You haven't. Okay, so.
Where did your comments come from?
I have comments back there, and I just. I hadn't sent them, so I wanted to make sure the comments I had. Because they sound a lot very similar to what Gary had, so I wanted to see if
it sounds familiar. You're going to change it again, so when you get the changes made, send out the next one and review it.
Do you have other. So this has all the comments that we've had, that we've received.
Are
we've
you
incorporated
changing
it.
This document, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you're going to change it to what?
To what? I'm going to listen to what you...
No. You're changing what I've already reviewed by changing who does this work.
I made one clarification where
so
I'm changing
this.
Lower
Granite biologist?
Lower Granite fish biologist who will come up.
And that's in the place of the natural resources maintenance biologist. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You'll still be the Dvorak operation maintenance section. You're going to be sending this out. And they will be notifying your office,
yep,
and the office of the Lower Granite fish biologist.
Yes. Every time you see the words NRM biologist in this document, just replace that with lower granite.
Okay.
That's fisheries biologist.
Okay, so that's your change to this document.
That's the only change.
Okay. That's okay. That's all I'm trying to resolve.
Got it.
Okay. That's good, because that I did want a specific person in here responsible, or at least a specific entity.
Yeah.
Not a person. I'm not never talking about some guy's name. I'm talking about a title.
You don't
title. No. It's a title.
He'd love to do it.
Somebody who's responsible.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, then you go through it. The 4 to 6 hours hasn't changed. I understand that's an issue, so I'll leave that. I was concerned in number 8 about the volume of the pool when we're talking about an elevation 396 to 380, 936 to 938. You know, that's a volume issue.
There's a volume?
It says 3 to 7 feet, but how big is that 3 to 7 feet?
Right.
Wait, do you want me to put those numbers in?
No, I mean,
I've got the numbers.
This is. Maybe we should start over again.
Yeah. No, so you want to know how much.
Yeah.
This meeting has not been the best. Okay, start over. All I'm talking about is getting clarification here on some of these issues.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some of my issues are going to be things I'd like you to change in the document.
Yeah.
For now, I'm just trying to get clarification on the size of the pool. You guys know what that is. Mm-hmm. I haven't been in that particular draft tube or those 3 draft tubes, so I'm not sure what we're talking about in terms mm-hmm. of a pool size as you drop this thing down. You're going to have the hatches closed. You're going to be dropping the flows. You're going to be dropping the level in there down, pumping the water out down mm-hmm. to some spot. Then it stops.
Correct.
Okay. We don't have any idea how many fish are in there at this time because we haven't looked.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure that when you stop that operation, there's at least sufficient amount of water for 1,500
for risk,
to 2,000 fish.
Yes. I can understand. I can understand that.
And you've done that, and you're okay with that.
Why don't you just give them dimensions? That's what would help.
I
don't know.
Are you okay with that?
I'm okay with it.
You guys have a density criteria already in
mm-hmm.
here, which is a good density criteria.
Right.
If that density criteria applies to that particular pool, then I'm fine. Simple as that.
So if you assume that 3 foot, if you say at a 3 foot depth, the two pools you generate this, because I think it identifies 2 pools they will be creating. If you assume, that was the question I had, is like how many fish are you assuming for the fish density? We say, worst case scenario, you say have 1,000 fish in there.
Because I can give you
a 1,000 fish meet the criteria.
We just want to make sure that if you're drawing this thing down, you can't get in there right away. You know, there's stuff happens. Right?
Mm-hmm.
These fish
mm-hmm.
are held in there for a few hours or maybe longer, you know, because you've got a sensor on the door for one. Can we open the door?
The sensor broke, and now
we don't know if we can get in or out of this thing, so we don't want to take the pressure off.
Right.
You know, and that could go on for a while. I don't know what could happen, but you know, I want to make sure that while you guys are doing your thing, trying to get into this thing to look, fish are in good shape.
That's and they should be with that size of a pool that we've calculated out.
Well, that was my
question. With the draft tube.
Yeah, what size?
Yeah, the question I had was, say you're at 3 foot,
mm-hmm.
the area of the 2 pools, how many fish could you have in both pools and keep your criteria there?
How many fish, depending upon the size of the pool? You have 6,432
feet. And you have 2 half a pound or whatever
it
was.
Half pound per gallon of water is basic carrying capacity.
I think that's the basic carrying capacity.
Mm-hmm. Of that out now. How many fish does it equate to? I don't have a calculator right now.
I do.
That's what it would be. 6,432 foot.
That's for a 3 foot.
That's square foot.
That's for a 3 foot. No, it's cube.
Cube.
So this
that's
is 6,432 cubic feet.
I just didn't hear.
Mm-hmm.
Or 15,008 feet cubic feet if you're at 7 feet.
Yeah, I was going to do worst case.
Worst case.
That's what I gave you that.
6,432.
Right, the lowest level.
I'm telling you that now. Oh, yeah. I'm an engineer. 40,000 gallons.
40,000 gallons.
48. So 48,000, say half.
Half, and
if you divide that by 2, that's 20,000 steelhead, theoretically. You
pounds.
Say, no wonder why.
20,000 pounds. Because half a pound, so that'd be 20.
Divide that by 5.
So, say 20 by 5?
4,000.
Plenty.
Should be.
Double it. Still plenty. So you're good.
You're good.
Is that the flowing water criteria?
Okay, move on.
Water criteria?
That's still water criteria.
That's still water in this case. It's like a pool, a transport tank, basically, at that time.
That's a good point, but I think.
Half a pound per gallon. Is that
you see, we put measures there, putting oxygen hose,
mm-hmm.
whatever leakage is going on, into the draft tube.
They're getting a little bit from leakage.
I think you've got, I mean, that's double the capacity, or double what they probably would have in there, maybe quadruple. Yeah. So I think you're probably...
And that's in the two smallest tube, draft tubes.
And the large one?
The large one is 73 foot long. It's quite a bit larger than that.
Okay, so that's probably sufficient for the time period we're talking about, which should be just minutes, really. It's just a matter of taking it down.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you get down to that level, you're going to go up there, check the pressure on the door. It's mm-hmm. good. You open the door. Now you can look in. Now you've talked about doing some good stuff in there. Looking. You can put bubblers in. You can.
The only thing on 9, say place a bubbler, not pace.
Place. Pace is a compliment
here. I like pace. It's from New York City.
Well, it goes, there's more to that particular line. Yeah. Doesn't make sense, because then it says, we'll place a tube with a bubbling device attached, will be lowered.
Oh, pace the tube. Oh, gotcha.
And will be lowered.
I gotcha.
And yeah.
I gotcha. I
gotcha. That was my grammar sentence I taught.
Yeah, but that sentence is kind of nonsensical. I know what you mean, but it doesn't
Matter. Okay.
Basically, three means person will place a tube and will then be lowered into the chamber and turned on to provide additional oxygen for any trout fish bottle.
Yeah, okay.
I appreciate this addition here of if a large number of fish are present, the process will be reversed. I did a double take on that one. So, really appreciate that.
It's in writing.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good.
The chief suggested that to me.
Does that half pound per gallon?
Half pound per gallon.
Does that apply to the transport tank?
It should.
That is here, yeah.
It should. It's
in 11.
It's in number 11. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it should.
So in 11, the third line, any live fish will be netted out one at a time, add with a knotless dip net. You say it later in here, but you didn't put it in that particular line. So
okay. Number 11, it does have it.
Did I miss that?
Yeah, you got knotless there, number 11.
Oh, it's not knotless, it's the one at a time.
One at a time.
Any live fish will be netted out one at a time with a knotless tip net in place. The one at a time needs to be added right there.
One at a time, okay.
Because it was two at a time, and that was one of the issues I was concerned about.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, good.
No problem.
Okay.
No problem.
Okay, now 13A.
13A.
This one, this kind of speaks to when you do the dewaterings, and I think that I disagree slightly with what this says, because I still think that peak migration is not very important to this issue. I still think it has more to do with once the migration is over and fish are wintering, that's when you're going to get in trouble. I think September, you probably, even though it's peak migration, I don't know if that's really a big problem, because these things are moving in. They're not really... most people think of September as peak migration, but really it's not.
I don't think it is peak up there at that time, because we're getting a big push of fish later on at Ice Harbor.
It's going to be later.
At that time. Right. So it's a little bit later is what I feel.
September may be a good time to do this, actually. I know the BPA, there's an issue with BPA here. And so what I thought is that...
I would say second week in second week of September on, because we get flow of addition from this person. I'm trying to think if they can't get it out with the units.
That's why I thought this really is an F-bomb.
Yeah.
It depends. As long as we don't take the big one out. Well, you can look at the smalls, you can probably get it out.
Because I asked that. I asked that specific question when he brought it to my mind. We're going from July 4th to September. And then we have to really draft that pool from September 1st to mid-September.
Uh-huh.
Have to draft. I mean, there's no way out of it.
Well, that's fine.
So closest I can do it is right button right up to that.
That might be a good time. Now, if that works with the maintenance folks, the project. But,
it's a matter of changing them from November to September. Can do. Can do. And I told that to the guy. I said, look, what are you doing? We're repeating the same mistake.
Yeah, that's
go to September.
That's
well, they added the annual on another unit at that time. That's why.
I would just coordinate with BPA. If they think that you're not going to need any more additional units, say, after September 15th, then that may be a time from there forward. Might be time to look at.
They scheduled their annuals right at the 15th.
Yeah, that should be fine.
So, yeah, I talked to the hatchery folks just to kind of get a sense of when they start. They're trying to get a good run of fish, so when they operate their ladder and at the hatchery. And for steelhead, they from their on the ground input, they just get a few steelhead that start arriving in September, mm-hmm. and they really start picking up in October. Mm-hmm. And so I'm in full agreement with what you guys are saying. If we can get this, start this as soon as we can in September, mm-hmm. that's ideal.
That would be what I would suggest to you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
As soon as we can, that gets away. That's a little different take on it. That's staying away from wintering rather than migrating.
Right, right.
Migration season.
When did we crack it open this time? What day was this one? The incident.
Oh, November.
November 1st, they started the turbine operating, and they closed the final bulkhead 3 days later.
November.
Been that long. First week of November.
Yep. Love it.
Seems like it was yesterday almost. Okay.
I got it imprinted.
This routine maintenance schedule will be submitted. That doesn't... I'm not sure what that means.
I think it's that. What service is that and where on number?
It's A at the bottom.
Okay, what it is basically a schedule that's submitted, an annual schedule, and there's a quarterly update that they have to provide to BPA.
Okay, well, the sentence says this, but this isn't well defined as to what this is. It doesn't really lead you through the discussion to this. So you might want to clarify what that is.
Okay, that's the outage schedule.
The routine annual.
Outage schedule. Fine.
Yep.
Routine.
Yeah. Mm. Routine annual maintenance.
Okay. See, this isn't going to hurt. Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm, it's good.
We're
nailing it down. Oh, you're waiting for the last one.
See, this one, again, like I mentioned in my comments, begs the question of, okay, we're going to lose fish 10 inches and smaller. Is that, is that good, bad, or ugly? And to us, it's kind of ugly. But
Can we put a similar grate like we're building at Bonneville, the dome?
I know. That's what I was thinking, too. Like the Grizzlies at Bonneville, if there's a way to do that, it's the same problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that they're looking at that will avoid losing all the smaller fish. Now, the smaller fish, I don't know what they are. I don't know where they go here. If they end up in
Go into the collection gallery, the sump pump collection gallery, and they're pumped back to the river.
They're ground. They're ground. Yeah. So that's probably not a good thing if they're salmonids or even if they're not.
There was an 8-inch rainbow that they salvaged.
Got him before he went down the drain.
Yeah.
But we don't know what went down the drain. I don't know. I mean, if you say this, it begs the question of what you're going to do about it. If you don't say it, I guess then it goes away.
All projects are the same.
I know, they have problems with that. I know.
Indeed.
I mean, and we've struggled with that idea of Bonneville because it came up. But we haven't... What's that, Scott?
Well, 16 years.
Yeah. Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Longer. I've been at this too long. Well, I would...
Grizzly. Is that why they call it Grizzly Dreams?
Why is this here?
That's what I was just thinking. This C should just be deleted.
Moving on.
Okay. That's it. Hey, look at changing the Grizzlies out sometime for you guys.
Yeah, 16 years.
16 years, I think it's about the time frame.
Okay.
Fish handling procedures. You get down to the bottom. If this is meant to be sort of the quick list for the guys in the field because mm-hmm. they don't want to read, then the first thing, number one, ought to be make sure somebody's in charge. Make sure somebody from the Corps of Engineers is in charge. Make sure somebody from the Corps of Engineers who knows what they're doing is in charge. That would be just like number one before you do anything. Who's responsible?
Mm-hmm.
Get that established. I think you guys would do that. I mean, you can't put...
Yeah. I mean, you noted some, I think paragraph number four, who, what, and where.
I know it's all there, but I'm looking at this list. If somebody cuts to this list and goes, what do I do? Okay. And I'm looking through here, and roll the
review list.
First thing ought to be, get somebody in charge of this thing so that it's the right person in charge.
Ensure that your LGR fish path bio is in charge or is present.
That may be good.
All this should be done about, I don't know that, I mean, can we just say 4 to 6 hours? Isn't that almost in the about already?
Almost in about. That's a lot of fudge words.
I mean, is it done within 4 to 6 hours?
Yeah, take out the word about.
About seems kind of mushy in there for me. And then we're moving right along here. Last page.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, and this is another one of those things where it's just H, last sentence in H, where it says generally the draft tubes, generally from the draft tubes release in the river, comma, it takes 6 to 8 minutes. I think it should read, it should take no more than 6 to 8 minutes.
It should.
If you guys agree with that.
I can.
It should take no more than 6 to 8 minutes to capture, transport, and release fish. That's moving, but that's what it's in there. That's what it is. I'm just
because
saying.
Because I asked them.
It should take no more. Should's there. It should. I mean, there's one weasel.
Is this going to be the trash one here?
6 to 8 minutes. Yeah. If that's correct, I'm not setting the time. I'm just setting the, mm-hmm. just making sure it reads right.
Oops.
Should
it just be 8 minutes or 10 minutes?
Does that sound?
That's moving.
From what I understood, that's right from the door at the draft tube. Barring traffic in the elevator.
Yeah.
Elevator wait time.
Yeah. Yeah, and then my last comment is just a.
And it's fast.
Yeah, okay, it's not fast my last after comment. That.
Yeah, I'm saving the good ones for last.
Oh, good.
K, yeah, just in the parentheses there.
Once in the cell, he's like, get it to release site.
That just didn't read right to me, so I said once only at the salvage location, but not again at the release site. It reads like you're going to do
two of them.
Two of them. So it just didn't make sense.
A-I-N. Okay.
Now, the issue about the work week and getting this done, and what I wanted to make sure with that, my comment number 3, which I didn't see any reference to, maybe it's in there, but I missed it, that we want to make sure that if they start this process, that they end it that day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't want something that starts.
First paragraph, highlighted.
There?
First paragraph, highlighted. In bold, underlined.
Okay, there it is.
It may take you more than a day, and that's what
this is. It's got to be till complete.
This is what
last time it took what 2 days, and they stopped for a while.
That's what I don't. That's what I'm trying to avoid is that stoppage, and we'll come back in a few days and get this thing done. You know, sort of.
These activities will be followed to completion, including fish protection recovery provisions outlined in this procedure. Regardless.
I didn't even read that, sorry.
Regardless of overtime requirements. This is from our chief. He put that in there. The chief put that there. Not me.
Good job. Good job, chief.
Work all night on it?
If it takes it.
That's what it takes.
If that's what it takes. It took them until 2 o'clock last time.
They were up all night salvaging all these, filleting all these fish.
Filleting
going over there.
A barbecue over here.
Yeah. No. Yeah, this was real rough, dude.
The keg was over by the barbecue.
Yeah, that was good.
We're working it. Well, got her done.
It's that way.
Is there mention in there on where release is for BHAY?
That will be inspected and approved by the biologist. That will be.
You never want to put them in the forbay.
Not at Dorshack. Dorshack, no way.
You don't want to get
them. You're trying to reestablish the population above?
So I think that's.
I don't know if you want this now.
From our perspective, those are not. That's a good job. Thank you. Very good job.
Those are not a problem.
No, so, it's like you've caught most of mine. There's about three or four that were sticking in my head that I had. I'll double check, but I think you got all mine.
Send it straight to me if you see something.
Yeah.
Not to Tim. To me.
Look forward
to seeing.
You want to make sure it's there. Give it to me.
Look forward to seeing the final revision on January
31.
And we will stamp it approved, and I'll send it to Eric.
Everyone knew that it wasn't done yet, and we were going to hopefully finalize it here today. So
I'll tell Eric that he can wrap it up. And
good.
We're good to go until the next time.
Well, so how does this spill over to the other projects as well?
This was to be discussed at a sort of a forum, which we suggested to be FPOM. And
Now you look on the FPOM website and you will see Walla Walla and Portland District turbine dewatering plans
Unwatering.
Have you heard the dewatering plan from Seattle District?
Unwatering.
Is that anything? Have you heard anything from them for the fish passage plan? Talking to divisions here, I guess. For Chief Joe.
It's in there. The last time we... as of last year, I failed to contact him this year. I can do that.
I would contact
him. Nothing had changed. And that the omission there between the time I contacted him last year and then the previous was 4 or 5 years. So I will follow up closely with
that.
You're right.
It should be.
Thanks for that.
And that was sort of a recommendation in the AR-15.
So okay. All of the Walla Walla fish bios, and thanks to Greg for getting them all engaged on this. Greg worked with them all to review their turbine unwatering plans.
Well, it was a facility unwatering plans from the collection gallery all the way down to the outfall. All of those were revised.
So that's all they've all looked at. There has been some significant
changes,
like positive leaning changes that have come about. So. You can see those plans.
Okay.
You can see the tanks have changed since. They used to say NOAA fish tanks. Now those are no longer there at some places.
Probably a good idea.
So those type of things have been omitted. The last time this thing was changed was in 2000. So it's not. Yes, it was useful. So this year it is updated.
So.
Okay, I think we're in good shape.
Thanks for your input on that.
As far as NOAA is concerned, you're on the road.
Those changes will be incorporated.
I don't know about QuickTake or the other agencies. I don't know if... Russ, did you look at this?
I haven't looked at it yet in detail.
You got the tentative okay from us, because I read the old one, had a couple comments.
Good.
It looks like you covered them. So.
Okay,
good. Thank you, Tom.
So, Tom, if you see anything, Russ, if you see anything, you know, you can always send us more comments. But what's that?
What's your plan for the final?
I think what we're gonna do is after this, I think we're gonna get back to the office, and Tuesday, we're gonna send on to our commander that we have now run this through the region, and. We have no objections to the plan, a lot of positive feedback, and there may be a few additional comments that come in, but we essentially think it's done, but if new comments come in, we'll update as necessary.
Yeah.
Good. I think it's a good plan. We'll see how it works.
Yeah.
It should work fine, that way.
Key is getting the stop locks in.
I don't know.
Well, the key is, is the doing key. It outside the season of over the winter.
I think... That's going to be the biggest change.
Yeah.
Because we can't change the speed of putting stop logs.
Well, the thing is, you actually now have it done where they will do it fast, because they've had times where they haven't done it fast in the past, and I think that's led to some of their problems.
Yeah.
They'll do it fast, stay out of the worst part of the season, and then if you see a lot of fish in there, you roll the unit again and push them out. I like
right.
that, too.
And I think this has been a good, kind of an eye-opener for us, and just in terms of, you know, when I think about my duties, it's primarily, you know, main stem passage issues, and then there's always this kind of somewhat outlier Dworshak fish hatchery, and you know, deal with the fish hatchery, and frankly, no real thought, and I don't think I'm the only one here. I think as FPOM, real thought was going into Dworshak operating project other than. You know, cool water releases. And
after we screwed up
Chief Joseph was one where we probably should have known better. You know,
yeah.
Should have seen
maybe we should have, yeah.
Because the same thing, it wasn't just a few steelhead, but it was still an issue.
But the only difference is that was on the main stem.
That's true.
That's the only big difference.
That's a good point.
You know,
and so this will now be included.
It's not very bright.
Hey, what are we doing? Tammy's got it, and it's going to be in the fish passage plan, too. So,
yeah.
So this... You know where this is going to be live, and you look at it anytime you want, because this is going to be in the fish passage.
You might want to pass that on to the Willamette District, too, with all their dams that are right by their hatcheries.
Mm-hmm. Sharing this with Idaho Power?
Yeah.
They have an FPP.
Yeah, it's something that came out, too.
It simply has not been reviewed by the Willamette Coordinator, though it is formatted and based on
it. Could happen at Hell's
Canyon. It is done.
Hell's Canyon,
58 sections of it.
Really? Not bitter, right?
Wow.
I'm sorry. I edited that one right.
Well, I know Mill Creek Project's got an FPP also.
I do it every year.
Have you ever talked to Idaho Power? It might be worth sharing this with Idaho Power because they have the same problem.
You know, I'll probably share this with...
bring this up with Richie. In the past, they have.
Okay.
Good point.
However, it would be nice if we would ask them.
They should have.
Jim Chandler.
Who would be, you know more than I do.
Yeah.
He usually comes to the fish meeting.
You guys are doing Lewis anyways.
That's a good idea.
Because that's a form that I can present this to also.
Yeah, we can.
I know Idaho, Sam Jar wants to talk to me about this.
Jim Chandler and...
Yeah.
Jim. Ship him a copy of it and tell him, yeah. You know, here's what happened to us.
Yeah.
Because they're...
That's a good idea. That's as an action item. We can...
I think we will do. To Idaho Department. Yeah, I don't.
How does it?
It
doesn't matter.
I don't have a mic.
Did you see a fish?
We'll share. Well, NWW will share unwatering plan with.
Unwatering plan with.
I love this.
They saw your first comment. The engineers did. They had a boatload of fun with that. You unwater a stream. You unwater a channel. You unwater the canal.
What does the fish passage plan say about the water?
You dewater a sump.
Okay.
They will say that.
Will they? Well, and this is a sump, right?
Yeah.
You guys are talking.
No, this is.
Well, it sounds like a sump. It looks like a
fish
sump.
It's a channel.
No, it's a sump.
It's a big fish channel.
You like dewatering it? You always use.
Next, I have to go home.
Okay. Let's get out. At this time, it's almost 2:30. I don't
postpone until tomorrow.
Yeah, I think the big issues that I wanted that I knew we needed to get through were all the change forms so we can get them included in the FPP. However, Tammy, what are some things that
number 12
we can prioritize that we should capture before we leave?
Small issue.
Okay, so
I think 12 is bigger. We got a lot for October.
You want to go through all of them?
Yeah, because they're not really going to take that long.
Lamp or a task group?
That one's moved to March because we don't have Fryer or Tackley here.
Okay. 8, ESBS removal at John Day.
Okay, so the ESBSs at John Day are in the way, and they haven't been used. So the request is, can they scrap those finally, or do you ever
anticipate? Is Mira looking for a retirement program? Looking for a retirement fund to just scrap some metal?
No,
normally,
man.
Normally these would just... Smooth,
don't get rid of
it. Gallery with
has
like
this already, has this already gone on February?
Are you no, sure? Nobody's used them, so.
I mean, has it? Because you know, last time we brought that up, Langsley was thinking, but that was about a year ago, I guess. He was thinking, let's make sure, hang on to him for about a year.
Well,
make sure.
The main reason was because they want to get the results back from this last year's survival study to see that we actually did make a survival thing. So now, knowing what we know about a survival, would we ever think of putting an extended screen system in there? I would say no, but...
Well, there's nothing that this study told us that would inform that decision in any way, shape, or form. I mean, the studies that we've reviewed, as you know, up to date, have told us that we may or may not make the standard. So, you know, what would you do if you don't meet the standard next year and you can do a do loop? Would you go to the ESBSs or would you do something completely different? This is going to take about an hour. Is that okay?
So we'll think about this and come back to the March meeting with some sort of...
When's the next...
wait a minute. It's not going to work. I'm not going to let you off that easy. Just punting it to the next meeting is not going to work. Because we'll sit here at the next meeting and say the same thing.
The question is, do you have enough information now to make a decision, or do I need...
What do we need to get? Who's going to get it? When are we going to get it?
It's basically a cop question, really. Mm-hmm. It comes down to a John Day cop question.
So have you guys run this past through your planning folks? Langsley, Tackley,
it's been
Quartz.
Discussed numerous times.
Who's the John Day?
Is this a core recommendation?
It's a project request.
Well, run it through your schmuckety-mucks down there on Oak Street. And then
yeah, that's the answer. The answer from us is that needs to be a core request. Then we'll consider it. My answer would be trash them.
Trash them?
Yeah. I'd be saying wait for the metal prices to go up and then sell them.
Ed might have a different opinion, though.
It's only one
year. And that's okay.
If you just rebuild them.
So the input here is the core needs to get this stuff to pulled together, and if everyone within the core agrees, we can be they can be scrapped. But sounds like the region is would yep. be on board with the core request.
Yeah. You got our thumbs up on that one.
You burn yeah. the okay. you burn that option. So and you, well, when you trash
well,
these,
well, that's only one unit's anyway. Worth of the SPSs. So it's like
you don't burn the option, but you burn the quicker implementation of an option
for one unit.
One out of one. 16.
16.
Yeah,
that are probably unusable now. It's not
well,
dead for
I mean,
so long.
The you know, the discussion hasn't been 16; it's been just the most used units, and you know, I'm not sure. So it could be only five.
Moving on to number 9, foul release coatings at the Dalles.
Yeah, you know, locale.
I heard from them lately. They were thinking about talking to the Port of Portland or the Cascade Box, but this prior discussion of the SPS is a frame that we may be able to attach to and just drop them straight down in there.
Yeah. Your frame.
Right. We looked for some, we didn't have any scraps at the Dalles. They're all gone because someone did a better job there than John Day.
You think you can drop those will fit into the...
At John Day. Not at the
John Day.
They fit in John Day.
Why would you have?
I don't know. But they fit in the gates. So, because we're leaving out, I mean, something to consider. We were looking for something
drop
that
them in the skeleton.
Yeah. Well, they probably would fit there.
Yeah, but there's no water.
But then you don't have to flow in.
Yeah.
So it does flow by.
Well, does it take a look at them? There you go. There might be an option.
There you are.
Okay. So that's all we know.
Yeah. That might be one.
Okay.
All right. Number 10, Dalles valve removal.
Were you guys able to open that attachment or be able to review that attachment that was on the agenda? If not, I got the old-fashioned one here.
I didn't see it.
Well, I'm the old-fashioned one.
Old-fashioned. All right. Make room.
Would love to
make some room.
Make a hole. All
right. This.
It's going to be hard to see this one, Russ.
Use your imagination.
You can hear it, then, Russ.
I can hear it.
Yeah, it's right over the mic.
Good. This just gives me an idea of what we have for grading at each session. Okay. This one is the one that I sent for the agenda, just to give me an idea of what diffusers are where. So,
oh, that's amazing.
This. Here's the
he just went on mute.
Russ, are you still there?
Junction pool splits into three
channels. Are you still there?
Yeah, he has to hit the
John's still there talking to the mute. They must have blown out the speakers or something.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe they just hung up on it.
No,
you're back.
Dang.
Right. We just like pulled that. You off from one of the plans. You're good.
Okay. Ladder, junction pool, collection channel, transportation channel, west entrance, south entrance, east entrance.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at, these are all the ones that are closed, all these on the collection channel.
All the black
54
hmm.
of them. And these are the ones that we're proposing, just removing all the gear,
yep.
permanently closing, we don't know how yet.
All those?
All these is what we're wow. looking at. Right at the very head of it, there's two diffusers there that we would maintain and keep operational mm-hmm. just in case we need them. And then the east entrance, junction pool, and lower ladder, these are all ones that I can't foresee we would ever want to close any of those. So,
lock them open.
The possibility is just what's that?
Go ahead. No, sorry, I had a question on your earlier part, but finish.
So the thought here might be, just remove that gear and leave them permanently open.
Remove the gate, basically.
Yeah.
Now that. Those down the channel are there because of the floating orifices.
They were for floating orifices.
Since we've closed those, we don't need them anymore.
Close them, concrete them.
Well, we were talking actually about opening one earlier. So, I mean, that's, you know, just
yeah,
because of the outage.
Yeah.
You know.
Can we? I thought we concrete
them. No, they're not poured concrete in. They're actually
oh,
concrete.
Oh, concrete bulkheads.
You yank them out and break some stuff probably, but yeah. get them open. So those kind of emergency sort of considerations, I don't know.
You might even have some steel one along there. I'm not thinking of it.
Would you want a couple of diffusers that you could open if you wanted to open a couple of orifices for whatever reason? But then you'd have to figure out which one.
Then you have to go through it.
Because it can't be just, well, I mean, I'm assuming probably that
erroneously that each one of those is in that location because of the adjacent opening. It's feeding flow because it's being taken out.
Then if you do that, maybe you pick like two locations where you can get every orifice thing.
Leave a couple of them in.
And then there's a couple and figure out which of your diffusers would best suit for that. Would you go with like either those two propeller cab and then the rest? I would
yank them. Yeah, I would. Yeah. I'd yank them too. I'd yank all of them except that we just talked about a situation where you might want to have a little bit more flow in that channel. So you might want to keep a couple of them on either end. You know, it's operational.
That's something I do. Like, pick your two spots where you think you, if you ever want to rip out an orifice, pick your two locations, match your diffusers with those, and then the rest take out.
Take them all out.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So we have the one here that we were thinking of hanging on to. Maybe get rid of that one and go to one of these that we could actually open.
Yeah, I mean, run that to your...
Because you pick like either 16 or 17, and then maybe pick something on this end and call it good.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's what I would... Just to maintain a little bit of flexibility there in case something should happen when you want to open the orifice. We got to... Yeah. I don't know what happened.
Seaway's dumping water there.
Somebody might want to...
Seaway?
Try the power out for something.
Seaway's down there. I don't know.
And then these down here we would maintain operational for the west, the south, and on the transportation channel as well. Because the thought there is if we ever go to an emergency operation setup. What's that?
Should run it through hell traps. I don't think it'd be a problem with the Randy's computer model of the thing before disabled.
Yeah, I would say just pick your orifice if you want to keep.
Now I've been trying to get feedback
from Randy and I haven't got that yet.
Yeah. Okay, well that's right. I think is really important.
But what we would do is, well, in this case we're trying to factor in this whole East Fish Ladder rehab thing and emergency backup. And if we ever had that case and we would protect the east, and we want to shut everything else off, that's where we need these operational.
Right, right, to feed that area, I think that's a good call. Okay. Get rid of some maintenance.
We'll pick two in the channel.
Yeah, just let Randy, do the district office review.
Anything on the two you pick? I hate to even suggest, do you have any RT showing where maybe RT fish stuck their nose by or something?
Well, see, that's what we were trying to look at. No, we don't have that kind of detail down
there. I don't think we do.
We looked that up here at one time because here's the slow spot.
Yeah.
And
in the channel.
Yeah.
Yeah, but outside.
I was thinking, like, if you have any
you're
RT, talking, okay. Like, where approaches. Fish may have, you've had some approaching, you said, I don't think we do.
Last time I did that was 70.
Yeah, I think we did.
The tunnel funnies studies. Harry Johnson.
Yeah. I think we should just pick two that seem reasonable. There you go.
Okay.
Do you have any? What's your favorite?
No. I think
we're back to the darts.
Well, this is a hydraulic issue. The hydraulic engineers of the division or district should take a. Should say, yeah, that's good.
But I think what's going to drive that is which orifices you pick to leave open, and then you start to figure out which diffusers.
Right. I'm stepping back from that and saying, okay, if you're going to shut them all, is there a problem with that?
Oh, okay.
I keep saying division, sorry.
Yeah.
If the engineers that's don't have a problem with that, then ask the second question, okay, now if we're going to leave two open here and two open down there, is that an issue? I wouldn't say it that way. I'd say if we were going to have an orifice open at pick a spot, then which diffusers would you want to have open?
18 and not running all the time.
I think 18 maybe.
Two, three,
and we got 8 running all the time.
So.
Yeah. And 1, 2 down that end.
Okay.
Just in case you need to, for whatever reason, I don't know.
So 2 in the channel, 3. All right, well, that's our plan.
Okay.
And we'll get approval from hydraulics before we go anywhere on it.
Yeah.
Just checking with
us. We need money. It's not going to be cheap.
Long run, though, it'll be cheaper.
Yeah.
Yep. Thanks, Bob. All right. Is Ben gone?
He is, but I have the update. He's working with Nathan Zorich on establishing appropriate observation zones.
Oh, okay, cool.
He'll provide that at the next meeting.
Cool. Really? He'll provide his little map?
Yeah.
Is it going to be similar to the one we saw for Sturgeon? Have they thought about doing that?
Ooh, map of Sturgeon.
Hey, the Sturgeon observers out there, they've got it all divided out.
Oh, I guess so.
Okay. And since we had such a good time talking about B2 Corner Collector to start the day, we thought we'd come back,
Let's go back to it.
Doug?
I thought we'd beat that.
No, we're done.
Want to start over again? No.
Yeah.
I forgot what we decided.
Sit down.
Not a damn.
The only thing, the question I had was, we're basically going to be using, God forbid, say you get a bunch of Celts show up and begin to march the sampler. We'll open the Corner Collector and the current thing until we get the data back?
The end of March.
Well, no, I'm saying, so you get a bunch at the beginning of March. Say, March 5th, you get the sampler, and you hit the triggers. The plan is to open the Corner Collector, do it until we get the data back from the sluice ways comparison, and then we can go forward from there?
We'll then talk about switching after that.
I don't know what the outcome. That's Jason and Alan.
That's a good point, though.
I'll be talking with him on Monday, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's
over the head with
for
that.
The notes. I mean, we'd like to see some criteria, regardless of what the outcome of the study is. Because the study could make the criteria obsolete, but
yeah,
we don't have that.
I'm assuming that we're using the criteria we had from last year to use to make any decisions for this year until we get...
It's a rollover.
Okay.
But on March 1st, we're starting with the first powerhouse prior.
Well, that was the question. It's like, if you're doing...
Question.
You got to do with the test. I mean, if you're doing the sluiceway one... Then you want that to be your prior powerhouse. If you need the Corner Collector, you want that to be your powerhouse.
Doesn't matter.
That's what we put in to start March 1st.
The package is ready.
And I thought we were going to wait until we had the data back before we made that decision.
We are.
Which
could be March 1st.
This is going to be done by the
test. Is
in the third quarter. Oh, third quarter. Okay, well then it would be, there would not be, no, it wouldn't be first priority until that test is done.
Okay, so we need to look into what our paperwork is.
Well, so our paperwork, it would be the current default operation. We powerhouse one priority prior to...
Powerhouse two priority.
Powerhouse type, yeah. But for March, what are we going to do for March?
Well, you're basically two until you don't test.
Okay.
Well, yeah, but it's not written that way.
Well, you might want to write it that way.
Well, you wrote it the other way.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you were the one who put the change.
Not for powerhouse one. I didn't put powerhouse priority in. It was not me. Powerhouse priority. I talked about unit priority.
Unit priorities,
the
powerhouse priority.
There you go.
Right.
Thank you.
So
lawyer.
So,
all right, Conda Dam removal.
All right, so Conda Dam is scheduled for removal October 2011, and I've been working with regulatory on this. They expect, you can see how many million cubic yards they expect, which I was told it was similar to the Hood River blowout that we had, but then I was also told it's a million cubic yards more than that, so somewhere in there. It's not anticipating...
Plus or minus. Plus or minus a million cubic yards. It's all good. It's either the Tootle or it's the Sandy. You know, it's kind of one or the other.
There are not expected to be significant impacts seen at Bonneville, but
okay, we're done.
In the event that there are, well, this is where Lori Ebner was all concerned, and those are her recommendations for two potential options. So either switching powerhouse priority because she felt powerhouse one would pass the sediment better.
This is October.
Yes, I know. I did not think that was going to fly. Or set the Bonneville 4 bay high so that everything's less. Well,
get it to settle out as quick as you can against the mouth.
Plus, the question is, do you want to have it settle out in the 4 bay?
Get rid of it.
I'd say spill the maximum amount all October. Move that stuff on down river.
Mm-hmm. Sweet mother of God, I like the way you're talking right now.
No!
I like where your head's at.
You know, that makes the only thing, that's the only thing that makes any sense.
Thank you.
Where's the mic?
Let me hang it on there.
And this is my retirement.
I was going to say, what?
Tammy just statement.
I don't know if you're retiring.
Is there a dredging plan in place?
What otherwise? We've done is we've gotten our baseline information, and so then after the removal, we will go back through and survey it, and any dredging that needs to occur, Pacific Core will be expected
so
to be.
So you're really thinking that this debris will end up in front of the new NAVLOC? Or in that area.
No, in front of fish units.
It's power. Four bridges of God, but in case it hasn't, this is a backup plan.
That, but it does say that the debris will end up in front of the new nav block.
If you switch to powerhouse two priority.
If you switch to powerhouse one priority.
I mean, yeah, one.
And if you're at two priority, it's going to end up in the eddies on either side of the powerhouse,
right,
potentially plugging up the fish units.
Correct.
So you have two not so good options there. What I'm thinking also is what's going to happen at the second power or the first powerhouse is you may put a lot of debris right on top of the exit area for the ladder.
Correct. Now, this not this maintenance season, but the next maintenance season, we are supposed to be able to dredge in front of the Bradford Island exit. So even if it dropped out there in October, come December, we'll be dredging that all out.
Okay. Good, because I was worried about that particular spot. So then since you're assuming that some may get down there, otherwise we would be talking about this, it seems that it would be best to run first priority. See an issue there?
I mean, hey, Tammy?
Yes.
Spilling.
Do we have a crane that time of year to clean the unit?
Yeah, first step, I'd rather if I could run some number.
Yeah, but
power
it's
one,
not going to probably help with
things.
No, the thing you're going to most likely
see.
Yeah.
Be the issue is that, we're all
moving debris.
We'll pass it to the powerhouse, too, anyways. So.
There's no spill,
there's
so we're going to be issue of powerhouse one. So if I see a downside to either side,
yes,
better.
Yes, we still have the crane because the crane doesn't go out of service until next year.
My house is bonded after this, and
I'm
going to get home at 7 o'clock anyway.
I understand.
So there's
he doesn't drive.
No, he's
so
nice.
Yeah. I'm getting home here. What do you mean? You're going to be well rested. Your day ends as soon as you walk out the door.
That's right. Guess who's worse?
You lose.
The chauffeur's on duty now.
You lose cell phone coverage around there, isn't it anyway? So
yeah. I'll have you know.
Yeah,
we'll
Greg's going to work for another 4 or 5 hours.
Okay. Okay. Have a good drive.
At least the weather's kind of free on the way home.
Have a good drive.
So if we switch powerhouse priority, do you just want to automatically switch it when they tell us that they're going to remove it, or do you want to wait until it looks like we are going to actually have an issue?
You're in October.
Can I get a float?
It's kind of raining.
Yeah, I mean, if it's not raining, you don't care.
They're trying to do it, I think, between storm events.
What storm?
I have no idea.
It's November is the storm.
Doing it in October so that
when the chump show up, you get to push the sediment on top of the chump.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's another good reason why maybe
the first barrels
first would be a little better, maybe.
Put it in the deep water.
Put it in deep water.
Keep it on the Oregon side where you don't have as many chump.
Sure.
You got a much deeper channel on it.
It's 70 feet down there versus
90.
That's my
point. 70 feet on that side. It looks like you're down there.
So first powerhouse would probably be the best choice. When you do it, would be dependent on. Somebody's going to be probably monitoring debris movement down the river.
Oh, there's going to be some.
Yeah, I'm on the list for the contact for when they decide they're actually going to do it because they don't have a set date because of. They expect storms.
Because of our project influence
Washington just to,
study that was just completed, how far upstream operations have an effect.
Real quick thing I just wanted to mention. I talked to Byrne before he left, and he said, make sure you pass this along. But first of all, appreciate everyone coming to these. And I know with some folks have other commitments, but today's discussion got a little bit long, but seriously, I appreciate everyone's efforts and kind of pushing through some of this stuff, even though it's not always fun and it's always easier to kick it to the next month. So appreciate people rolling up their sleeves and getting this done. And
what else would I want to do?
And also really appreciate people continuing to prioritize coming to this, because I think this is an effective meeting to get things done, but when we start to get dwindling attendance, then you can be as effective as you want. If you don't have the right people here, you can't be effective. So,
thanks, Coach.
Anyway, appreciate everyone coming, and hopefully we can continue that. And
as long as you want to make the drive, I'm willing to come to the meeting.
Okay. Good. Got a deal.
Sent the burn left earlier.
Yeah. No, burn. I like how you make a mention that burn's already gone.
He's really bleeding on this, isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, so Tammy, I just consider the possibility that the dam wouldn't come out, because that's kind of been the trend, and
the news report was that Washington is not satisfied with the FERC.
Yeah.
Do I need to send
just
a,
notice
an
the
email to them that Bob Hines from already retired and Silicon is out?
I
think that should move along
fast
enough.
We wouldn't switch powerhouse priority until we knew it was coming out anyway. It would probably actually have to be removed, and then we expect a few days before, or at least a day or two before it got tested. So
looking up the river, and if you got no flow, like Scott says, if you're at 100K, probably not going to see much. If we see a big event, rain, 15 inches of rain in 2 days, like some days we do in November. Then,
Okay. Thank you on that. I'll let regulators.
That's what they're betting. That'll happen, and it'll flush it out before the fish
comes out. Hope they had what they had when they did on Sandy. That's a big rain event right after it, flush it all through.
So the next one is the FFU water temperatures.
So we're skipping 15?
Wasn't that Kintama?
No, 14 was Kintama.
What's 15?
Bonneville Powerhouse 1 operating range, Schwartz, but I
we
guess
we talked
about
kind
that. Of beat that
one. Yeah, we already discussed.
We beat that one enough?
All right, so, Patricia.
Yeah, this is kind of an older issue, but it's putting together the annual fish passage report for 2010. And last year, I believe, when we discussed the temperatures that were reported in the FPR, we decided that we would continue to report scroll case temperatures along with fish counts. And this year, as I was asking for all the bios to submit their project temperatures, kind of became aware that not all the temperatures are coming from the same place. So there's some projects that are taking the temperatures, whether it's the operators or the bios, and some projects are not taking the temperatures from the scroll case anymore. So I'm wondering if we want to stay with reporting scroll case temperatures, go to reporting four-bay or tailrays or ladder temps or for consistency purposes.
What the heck's an AFPR?
Annual fish passage.
It's this book right here.
Oh, the report. Nice.
Yeah. So I'm working on the 2010.
Okay.
And,
sorry, I was trying to turn into a facility of some sort that I didn't know about.
Annual facility.
It's like,
is this the Willamette?
This is the AFPR.
Russ Kiefer
has left the conference.
I know they report very well. I never heard it called the FPR in 20 years.
So did they change anything that they had been doing historically? If we do shift to all getting at the right place.
I think stay consistent. That's all I'm thinking.
Rather, there's stay what they've always done and leave it alone, or we have to get them to all the same place in asterisks that saying
you had to change it.
Yeah, like we did with
what we're asking
the adult data.
Because we had this conversation probably 2, 3, 4 years ago.
Yeah. When the fish counts became more electronic, when he switched over, then the temperatures, the school case temperatures and stuff stopped being reported into like the core webpage data query. I don't know if made with that, but Bonneville still reports all their temperatures, river conditions, and turbidity, and all that stuff daily. But in order to get this information from the rest of the projects, now I have to have the bios go and collect it for me, which they were real thrilled about. But some of the projects just stopped collecting in 07 when they went to Shulk. Like at Little Goose, they don't have that.
Which role case?
Right.
Scroll case.
And then at Lower Granite, they only collect it 3 times a week when they go out and do their fish weight inspection. So the biologists do it there. Where at Lomo, the operators do it, so it's a daily thing. McNary, it's also the operators. And then at John Day, it's not a scroll case temperature. They read it from the 4-bay. So.
Could we put a data logger in that's consistent in all the dams and you just download it once a month?
Well, I was trying to think. I mean, that really what would it doesn't need to be measured in 5 different places. I mean, really, the tail race is the main spot. I wouldn't measure it in the 4-bay. I'd measure in the tail race. The only problem is that the tail race monitors don't run year-round. So if this is reported year-round, then that's a problem. If it's not, then that's the most – that is the most consistent, the most accurate – measurement, I think, that we have out there other than maybe hand measurements in the ladders, which is not as consistent. So I mean, it's easy. It's just it's there. It's taken. It's already a historic database going back at least 15 years.
But is it recorded?
Yeah, it's in. Oh yeah, it's all recorded. It's on the web. Okay. Of course, got it.
So what do we use this information for?
Well, you know, I don't. I'm not arguing about that. I mean, that's I don't care. I haven't looked at the report. Years.
Well, and that's where we're at. So, it's just, you know, is it time to finally say the scroll cases? Yeah, report. You know, they're not very accurate.
Do we continue?
Yeah.
And that's where we were before, because when we started installing data loggers in the fish ladders, and then we're asking why do we need to go down and read the scroll case? And you're, you know, looking through bifocals and trying to read this. You know, you're off by degrees. So, do we really need that? So, do we really need that?
Damn, I can't see this thing anymore. Okay, you're retired. You're out of here. Next, you're out.
So that was the question before, and at that time, it was determined that we still need it because it's a historic database, and we need to continue that because that's a standard, and that's what we've been trying to do.
Hmm.
But we still we have the fish ladder.
I do on occasion, but it's not like somebody.
You can find it some 10 other ways. How close do you need it?
Yeah.
And the fish.
Other people are using the other more electronic.
That's if I look for temperatures, I don't go there for temperatures.
Right. No.
I usually go
to the historical website.
Historical website.
And like a core. TG and the scroll case temperatures that are reported there, and I'm done.
DART usually has it, and you know those are, those are the historic.
Sounds like this group would be okay if we just start asterisking and say these are coming from other locations.
I think that's fine.
Okay.
And I don't think there's that big of a difference.
Other than what he says, you know, sometimes you get, you might
the scroll case can be off quite a bit just because it's a dead unit.
Yep.
And I don't know which one you're reading, the live unit, dead unit, but a dead unit could be off a lot. Especially in the summer, they can be way off. At McNary, we know that.
It's a problem. Was that unit 2, McNary?
Hmm?
So unit 2?
Yeah.
The station service at Glow.
So is a scroll case temperature, is that in the turbine unit?
Yeah.
Okay, so would
it's
that
like
be
a pin stop cooling water or something like that?
Would that be somehow influenced by the a malfunction in the turbine, so you would indicate that you had something going on in there?
No.
Possibly.
No.
If that water gets really that hot, there's
it's
a problem. You have to do your process
smoke that elsewhere.
Yes.
You might want to run at that point.
Don't stay there.
That's why I was wondering if it just seemed like
they have their own monitor.
It used to be one of the easy spots to get temperature, and for the most part, it was considered a kind of an average temperature of the river back then.
As long as the unit's running, it's a pretty good temperature.
So do we have them continue to collect that? Because it doesn't seem like anybody else is using the penstock. You know,
well, Bonneville, I know, uses scroll case for the. Guys, write that down.
We do. I wouldn't recommend that we suggest they not collect it. We just deal with what they have.
Yeah. If they ask you buy it, send us where they're getting it. Well,
done. Better end.
Run away.
Okay, so
you said yes, you wanted that.
So continue to collect.
Does that go through the lot?
Is it at all projects?
What? What kind of a question is that? Sure.
See, that's why you got to wait 6 hours.
But this was entertaining, right?
They need it for other reasons.
That's all good.
You got cookies?
Yeah, something to do.
No, I haven't looked at that report. I do look at some of the data in there, but you know, Dalen has put all the pertinent stuff in one nice database.
It's on the web, so you don't have to get it.
That's where I go.
So I got the same issue.
So at the other projects, can you drop it?
You may really use them.
No, just keep doing what you've been doing, but asterisk that.
Pick an easier place. We're okay with that. You could use your Telerace automated electric gauge and just asterisk it. So that's what you're using.
Or can we just say we're using the data loggers at the in the count stations, which is what we're doing now.
Probably be fine.
Just asterisk and tell us where you're getting it. Yep.
Perfect.
No more
crawling in the bifocals.
was this a comment that you're getting tired of wearing your bifocals when you read the damn things?
Yes. Absolutely.
Put your contacts on. I can't read it. Got to run back to the glasses.
No.
get the magnifying glass out.
Doug, I think you're up.
Okay.
Low four bay request.
I'm currently not putting together a coordination notification form for this request.
Okay.
And that's based on the fact that we just got a request at RCC this week from the Deschutes State Park to every other year they do an operation where they sandbar removal near the Heritage Landing boat ramp.
Oh, yeah.
And the operation that occurred, and what they're requesting to do is run the four bay 156 to 158 at the Dalles. The problem that that creates at the John Day four bay, or excuse me, at the John Day entrance to the fishway, is that there's a potential to dip below the 158.
Yeah.
And here's why I'm not putting a coordination request together right now, because reviewing last year's, or excuse me, the data from 2 March 2009, when they did this same operation from 0900 to 1600, it got down, John Day tailwater, it got right down to 158. The lowest point it got was 158.6. So I'm sharing this information with you because in the event I send out a coordination form after the fact, after I missed it for a couple hours, I don't get the, why didn't you tell me this information when you just got it right before the FPAW meeting? So I'm not choosing to send one out. If they do the same thing.
But you are planning to do the operation?
Yeah, the current operation was implemented last year, or in 2009, 2nd of March.
It's a function of the discharge of the power plant.
Yep.
So depending on what our total river flow was in our discharge, you can replicate the conditions and get your operation with no fish.
Okay. But the point is, I guess if we don't hit it, I would then be sending out a post facto coordination form for missing when we knowingly missed the criteria, and you would say, why didn't you tell me about this sooner? So I'm telling you about it now.
We told two agencies.
Okay. All right.
So we'll still kick you for doing it.
And that's fine. But
we won't kick you for not warning.
There's a very high chance that we will have plenty of discharge and not have a concern.
I would just like it next to you to give people a quick heads up there. Say, hey, we're going to run.
When is this? When are you talking about doing this? March what?
This is when
our participant has left the conference.
In 2009. So 2 March.
But is that the same time as this?
They're currently, that's correct. And I apologize because I don't have any information, because I know you probably are wanting information right now. I've got a call into the Deschutes State Park. I haven't got a call back yet to provide any more details, so I apologize because I don't have any more information to share with you.
But their date is kind of in the same.
It'll be the same window.
Early March.
It'll be the same time frame. Okay.
I would just like to say, Tim, hey, we're going to drop it down a little bit.
If it was in April, I'd say, ooh.
And you'll be covered.
Okay.
And you're looking at 158, right?
The current, the operation that I have.
That's right at 8.
Yep.
Weir's bottomed out right at 8 foot.
And you might go so,
happen.
And usually they put electrical limits so the cables don't slack, so it'll be a little bit above that. So it might be, maybe 2/10.
Right, that would be the concern.
Maybe 2 to 4.
So worst case scenario, you might instead of having 8 foot entrance to be like 7.
It might be 7.
That's correct.
That's not
for that time of year. That's not worth it. Yep.
Thank you. I just rather than do a post fact reporting and saying we know
you
did that.
Sounds good. We're okay with that if that happens.
Okay. Thank you.
At least we are. I don't know the rest of the people.
Well, they just felt, they were on the phone. Anybody left on the phone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Is there
Bueller?
Anybody out there?
Bueller?
Snoozy lose.
Yep.
Done. And you have no task force to talk about done next time?
Right.
Except that we need to talk about 18.3. Wake Ben.
You missed the 1 o'clock.
You came back.
What happened? Pretty much done.
How many sturgeon died?
Shad Tishri meeting after the next FPOM meeting. Shad Fishery Task Group will meet after the next FPOM.
Okay. Skipping you, though.
Can't wait.
I enjoy. We'll put my bells on.
And if we keep putting it off, it'll actually be in the middle of the season.
Hey!
The AFF mods, I have to dig up some information, but word that I got from Rare Sitch is that the grading inside the return pool is, and a lot of the metal supports are at about 50%.
The recovery pool?
Not in the braille pool, the recovery pool, but the, well, you know, where they exit the braille and start heading
down. Old movie. That's
yes.
Not good.
No, that's
what
not good.
What does he mean by that?
They are at a point, he said, where they need to be replaced. They, the mechanics or riggers went in there this winter and replaced some grate. Yeah, he expressed some concern about getting down
just
there
walking.
During salvage and potentially going through. He said it might not be that bad, but the assessment was that they're at about 50%. So there's some maintenance that needs to be done on the
rusted.
Facility.
Well, that's more than maintenance. If it's 50%, you're talking
yeah,
replacement.
For bad pictures
you're talking
he
replacement,
okay.
Right? How do you make? How do you fix the grating?
You'd have to replace all,
replace
and
some.
Plus the supports.
Replace some.
So you have money for that?
But no.
Not at this time.
Close the facility down.
I'm sure that will have no one will have a problem with that.
There's no study
it's
going on this year.
So
we don't need it.
Use a cord, buddy.
Ain't a cord.
You have one recommendation.
Down.
You have the
well,
wrong.
I
heard
any
others. You have the wrong recommendation, but you have a recommendation.
That's the one I like.
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately,
close it
see,
down. It's a safety
issue.
I
have a different opinion than that.
It's a human safety issue.
Oh, lovely.
Exactly.
Nice.
I love it. Thank you.
So the only question I had on that one was, Jeff and them have a design for a tank to try to get in there to make sure you can. We don't have a length issue criteria. Supposed to be all fancier and nicer and easier to handle fish with. Is that okie dokie bokey?
Is this the heavy tank run on top of the?
Yeah, we put the. We made sure it's bigger. Actually, we went fiberglass, so it's lighter.
Crash.
Is your master plan to get rid of the facility? Oh, we'll crash through. We're done. Facility's gone.
Yeah.
You're going to say, could you make that with double gauge? Need to be a little heavier.
I think I just go out there with a hacksaw.
A pointy bone.
Yeah. Fresh, what are you doing with that sawzall?
Nothing.
When will Critfic provide the information on what they would like to see for modifications?
We have.
To whom?
I am assuming Rarisich has it. I told Jeff to send it to him if he hadn't already.
So, if you would like to be in charge of the task
Hell
force,
no.
I will do that. Otherwise, I need
Hell
to
no.
see this stuff. Otherwise, the task group will not discuss it and move forward, and I will let it fall apart.
Oof.
That's
the leader.
That's what I thought you'd okay with the tank.
The tank, but this is what mods would like to see for a future facility.
Oh, well, that's... No, they're just talking for this year to get the tank in.
Right, so in order for the task group to move forward with anything else, such as funding for modifications or improvements or repair, Critfic was supposed to provide kind of their ideal facility.
There you go. You
okay,
get what
sure.
you want, then you just run off and forget about the rest.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, a tank.
Now you're
just
happy. Just like little kids.
Oh, yeah. It's Christmas time.
All right.
We're going to put a big bow on it for you.
We're good for next year. Let's go.
Excellent.
Although I don't know if... Friars made arrangements with Simonson or whoever's going to have make it all right. I mean, the tank is getting manufactured, but I don't know who's putting it together.
He's
so
trying to get Biomark to do it. He wants
okay.
Because he was going to try to meet with Biomark out there. You guys had something come up, so you guys can meet with them, blah, blah, blah. I would say send Jeff an email. He's in the office this whole week. He tried to get a hold of you, but that was when you decided to be feverish. So
I was dying with the
sure,
flu.
Sure, you're dying.
Oh my god.
Yes, tell us another one.
That's lovely, yeah.
Three
things.
Toughness.
I just went through that last weekend. Three things that I remember were the tank,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of a prefab, stick in, you're done.
Yeah.
There was the mods to the braille.
Yes.
The braille mods, the braille pool. To keep fish from going under. I don't know where those are. And then there was the pit tag detector on the exit. Of the braille pool, I don't know where that's gone. Those are the three main mods that I remember for next year.
What they're trying to do is get a pit detection into the tank because that way Biomark would make sure all that fit together nicely and they make all make it all pretty and beautiful.
So the other one went away? The one that was going out of the braille pool into the area where the grating is.
I don't think it's gone completely.
Still, we put both of them there?
But it hasn't moved forward either.
No, moving the exit.
to move it from the low end or the downstream end up to the upstream end, and then put some sort of a pit detector on that.
I talked to Whitaker about it and said that's not as easy as just doing it. Because the floor, you know, slopes.
Right.
So it slopes to a specific area, it's got to be reversed.
Right.
Yeah, you'd have to flip the braille around.
He knows that.
Yeah.
I don't know where that stands. See, they were lumping it together with the tank. I said, the tank's fine, but I don't know.
Yeah,
the
tank's fine. That's just sticking, you know, replumbing. But what about this other stuff?
Because they may or may not be back at the office when I get back there. I just sent them a quick email and say, what's the thing?
That's fine. I'll send out.
I encourage them to talk to Rare Citroen.
We're sorry. Your conference is ending now. Please hang up.
Done and done.
Interesting.
Well, yeah, less than two people on it.
Oh.
Yeah.
We just had ourselves.
Yeah. So, okay. I would say send an email because I have encouraged them to talk to you and Rare Sitch and make sure the plans are all good, and I hope that's not me.
All right, so then the Sturgeon Task Group, when would you like to meet?
Yeah.
Before next year.
Yeah, I figured. They're fine. They'll find me later. It's my wife anyway, so.
Don't matter.
You want to make the next step prom really fun? You can do Shad and then the Sturgeon Task Group.
Gosh, no, because I don't want to be on both. So I'm trying to think. I mean, how critical is it to have it next week, next March,
after
or
the April?
I would say probably April. I don't know.
That's fine.
Sometime before.
Well, I mean, you have some time before next winter.
Yeah, we got a little time before next December.
So while it's still fresh and while people are still pissed off.
I
mean,
that's the only downside about it is like doing that while people are still thinking about it.
Do we
are not
going to
put Smith Root out there in the damn electric fences.
Do we need to have a meeting before the next FPOM for that task group, or can it wait?
No, I think it can definitely wait before. I mean, the question is, do we want to do it next FPOM or wait till one after? Is really the question.
Well, you have Shad meeting after the next FPOM.
And we'll I'll be curious to see how long of that.
That's
going to
be like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be very long.
Okay.
Yeah, shut her down.
So
you can say shut her down. Our guys will say, hey, we got a new desk system.
Recommendation.
I know what your recommendation is. And if Roger Dick Jr. is happy about
that. So that was April?
After the March FPOM.
Did I hear correctly?
March. If Shad's only going to take a moment or two, we'll have it after the March FPOM.
So can I give, do you have an approximate time?
Yeah, other bodies that want to show up.
Yeah.
Sometime between 1 and 3, I suppose.
Okay.
Depends on how long Shad takes.
Six.
And FPOM?
It won't take very long.
The F-POM, yeah, when F-POM ends.
That could be
it depends if you break anything between now and then. Just don't break anything.
Kill any fish?
Don't do that either. That means they're easy.
All right, only 35 pages for the limit.
Sweet.
So let me ask you this. I attached the calendar to the minutes. Since it's now posted to the website, is it still useful to have it attached to the minutes?
Yes, because sometimes.
Yes. Because then you don't have to think.
Right.
Yeah.
If you have to think and go to two spots, that's hard.
Okay.
I haven't come to one spot.
I do.
More dead trees.
More dead
no
trees.
No problems.
I miss it.
Yeah. I don't print off time. I keep electronically.
Some people can feel concerned about it.
I was.
Well, who prints off the whole thing? Just look at it like concrete.
I do it because I am using it right here.
I like somebody's got four pages and then hope.
Yes. Thanks, Tammy.
You're
welcome.
Yeah, they can stop.
Yeah, it's on the agenda, so we still have you. Oh, you want me to send it to Diana?
Just so she can
say yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Ben.
Yeah.
Yeah.